98.1 KZE. With me in the studio today, it's Peggy Schwartz from Town & Country Liquors, also from the Saugerties Chamber of Commerce, and it's street art auction time once again.
Yes, it is. It's the fall. It's street art.
Very exciting, and I love the theme this year. We have VW microbuses.
Actually, we can't call them VW. We have copyright.
Right,
so
sorry.
So we call them hippie buses.
Hippie buses.
Yeah.
But they're super cute. They're iconic. Everybody knows the shape, and they're all painted in a wide variety of styles by very talented artists.
So can I give you the background of how we chose this?
I would love it.
So we've been doing street art for many years in Saugerties, as do a lot of Hudson Valley communities. And we are one of the few communities that don't stick to the same theme every year. We've done sailboats. We've done horses. Sailboats, obviously, were on the Hudson. Horses, because we have hits. And we also have our baseball team, the Saugerty Stallions. We've done butterflies, we've done owls, but we picked the hippie buses this year because in 1969 there was a small festival called Woodstock.
Just a little fest.
Yeah, and in 1994 there was the 20th anniversary Woodstock 2, and that was in Saugerties, New York.
Right.
So in 2024 it's the 30th anniversary. So one of our board members, Richard Walker, came up with this fabulous idea. Let's celebrate Woodstock 94. And because of that, our board chair, Mark Smith, came up with this great idea. Let's tie the street art in. So that's what happened. So we have the hippie buses, as you said, painted in all kinds of wonderful ways. They've been on the streets of the village and town of Saugerties from Memorial Day. They're leaving tomorrow, and they're
rolling out.
Yeah, I was gonna say trotting out. That was last year, so that was horses. They're rolling over to the Saugerties Performing Arts Factory, SPAF, and that address is 169 Ulster Avenue in Saugerties. They'll be there for until Sunday when we have our auction. This way the artists can come and spruce them up. And on Sunday, we will have our live auction starting at 3 p.m. at SPAF, 169 Ulster Avenue. And there will be free wine, free food, and our auctioneers, Bob Siracusano and Ray Tucker from Sawyer Motors, they're great. They're like, they auction stuff all over the Hudson Valley.
Do they have a little auctioneer shtick?
Oh, my God, do they? I mean, they're a team. They're a tag team. So it's entertainment. We're having some music by Phil Palladino for a little while. And it's just a really lovely day. It starts at 3 o'clock. The tickets in advance are $35. You can get them at my store, Town & Country Liquors. You can get them at Dancing Tulip on Partition Street, Smith's Hardware on Main Street, Newberry on Main Street. So, and you can get them online, discoversaugerties.com. They're $35 now. I think it's $40 at the door. Mm-hmm. You can also bid right now.
Yeah, I noticed. I was looking at, you can see the buses online right now. If you go to discoversaugerties.com and click all of the appropriate links, you can see all of the buses on display, and they're beautiful. So you can either decide what you want to bid on in person, or you can make your bid now ahead
of
time.
Correct. And if you hurry up until tomorrow, you can walk around, still look at them on the streets, and there's QR codes. Also, at the various businesses, there are walking maps which tell you the name of the bus, the artist, the sponsor of the bus, and those will still be available at our visitor center, which is on Partition Street. So to make this happen, it takes a village, it takes a town. Mm-hmm. So we have to thank, number one, the Chamber of Commerce. Number two, the artists. Number three, the sponsors. It takes money to get this going.
Sure.
And the DPW, who puts these street art projects up for us and takes them down and delivers it wherever they have to be delivered. To Mayor Billy Murphy and his staff. to town supervisor Freddie Costello and deputy supervisor Leanne Thornton to deputy mayor Janine Mayer. So it really, it takes a lot of people helping us.
Yeah.
So, and the money goes for good causes. Number one, it goes to the chamber, and then we can fund community events. It goes to the artists. It goes to a graduating high school senior, cool. a scholarship. And we pick a local not-for-profit every year. And this year, our not-for-profit is, I got to read this because the name is so long. The Hudson Valley National Center for Veteran Recognition. It's our new veteran center over in Barkley Heights.
Oh, wonderful.
And I got to say, I just finished reading a book called The Women. It's about women during the Vietnam War, women serving. We really have to appreciate our veterans. Yeah. We really have to do that. I mean, sometimes you forget how important these men and women are to us. So we are honoring them by giving them part of our proceeds
Wonderful.
This year.
Yeah, those are all excellent causes. And Saugerties is such a cool community, you know, and I love the street art, and I've never really thought about the physical act of the DPW going in and installing and uninstalling all of these. And it does. It's an extra thing that you guys are going above and beyond to do to really brighten up the town and make it this.
Right. And I got to give them props again, because there have been years that somehow or other that something got put up in the wrong spot, and they show up and they move it for us. I mean, we have a great community. We really have a fabulous community. We work together. It's real. It's special.
Yeah.
So we really hope. First, we would like you to show up on Sunday. But if you can't, you can go online and bid. I mean, even if you can, if you can't get a ticket, because if you have trouble buying it online, just stop by and tell me, Peggy, I tried to do it. I'll charge you $35. But
wonderful. Yeah. It's the town of Saugerties, the Chamber of Commerce. Street art auction, Grooving Around Saugerties is the theme this year. We've got these beautiful little hippie buses. They are so cute. I want to open up the page again and kind of talk about some of my favorites here, because I was like kind of scrolling down, fantasizing like, okay, which one would I bid on? I really liked this. This Remember 94 one is really cool. That kind of centralizes the guitar. I like the rainbow one. Obviously, I'm always down for that. I like the Magical Musical Tour one. The Trippy Bread Loaf, I think, is going to be a hot commodity. Just some really, really creative.
And by the way,
on
one of those would look fabulous right outside the radio station here.
It would, wouldn't it?
It would look wonderful. And it's got kind of the music. A lot of them have the music things
yeah.
on it.
Oh, maybe we'll call Barb.
Yeah. call Barb. Tell her.
This is the street art auction for the Saugerties Chamber of Commerce. The physical auction is this Sunday, the 15th. You said 3:30?
3 o'clock.
3 o'clock at yep. SPAF. And tickets are $35 in advance. Plenty of places around Saugerties you can go to grab them. Or you can go online. Tell me the website again.
DiscoverSaugerties.com.
DiscoverSaugerties.com. And you can bid in advance if you want. And you can also buy a ticket at the door. And, you know, it sounds like such a fun event to be at.
Oh, it is fun. It is really, people, you know, you get there and you're kind of say, well, I didn't plan to do this, but this will look so cute. And while I'm here, I'll just plug a little bit more Saugerties stuff. Don't forget, we have the Garlic Festival coming up. We have the Mum Festival coming up. And I think this year it's actually the second Sunday in December, because it's usually the first, but it's too close to Thanksgiving. It's Holiday in the Village, an amazing experience. So Saugerties is, it's a great community. It's a happening community.
You guys love to do stuff in Saugerties.
Yeah. I mean, we have the Saugerties Artist Studio Tour. We just had that. We had the Caribbean Festival. We have Shout Out Saugerties. We have so many.
Hope Rocks and
Hope Rocks,
the Snow Moon.
Hope Rocks was the culmination of our Woodstock 94 celebration. That was a full month. All of August, we had activities all over the place at the Lamb Gallery, at the Partition. Really, it was you know.
A bonanza.
Yes. A plethora of fun. Yes. Yeah.
Peggy Schwartz is my guest on KZE talking about the Groovin' Around Saugerties auction this Sunday, 3 o'clock at SPAF in Saugerties. DiscoverSaugerties.com to buy a ticket online. You can also buy tickets in person at various businesses around town, including, of course, Town and Country Liquors. What else should we know, Peggy?
That's it. It's just, let me emphasize, it's fun. There's food, there's drink, and it's all for a good cause.
Yeah.
And it will beautify your personal space.
Absolutely. I mean, this is the kind of thing that, like, this is a piece that is, A, it's a statement piece, and B, it's one of those things that every time you look at, you're going to remember the day, you're going to remember the auction, you're going to remember the fun you had, and you're going to feel good because you know that you contributed to a really good cause.
I have a small house. I live in a townhouse, and I have a lot of street art pieces. I still have the first one I ever bought. It's kind of falling into the ground, but it's still there, and it has memories for me.
Yeah. What shape was that?
That was a lighthouse.
Cool. I remember the lighthouses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's the Groovin' Around Saugerties auction, discoversaugerties.com. This Sunday, the 15th, 3 p.m., be there in person if you can. That really sounds like the best and most fun way to do it, but you can also place your bids online. Peggy, thank you so much for coming on to chat with me.
Thank you once again for having me. And I believe this is our 15th year of this, so thanks. And KZE has always been so supportive of us. Thank you.
It's a great tradition. We're happy to help. Mm-hmm. And of course, because I'm a big dork, I got to pick out a song. Here's The Who with Magic Bus.